Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. Republican U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan cited strategic alliances in the Middle East as one of the motives behind their votes against a Senate resolution that would end U.S. military involvement in Yemen. Even without Alaska's vote, the Senate passed the historic resolution Thursday, urging the United States to pull support of Saudi Arabia's war effort in Yemen. The resolution, which passed 56-41, was a groundbreaking rebuke of President Trump's denial that the Saudi government had a hand in the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi just weeks ago. The Senate also unanimously passed a joint resolution condemning the death of Khashoggi. Murkowski said she seeks a, quote, diplomatic solution, saying while human rights abuses taking place in Yemen must stop, she could not support a resolution that undermines U.S. interests in the Middle East and emboldens Iran. Sullivan echoed Murkowski's statement, saying, quote, we all want an end to the humanitarian disaster in Yemen, but he maintained that pulling the United States out of the conflict spurs further diplomatic struggles with Iran. The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly has formally eliminated penalties for area residents whose home or business heating systems emissions exceed air pollution standards. The Assembly on Thursday deleted provisions of the Borough Code that conflict with the Home Heating Reclamation Act. That's the title of a ballot measure approved by a majority of voters in the October 2nd municipal election that strips the borough's authority to enforce air quality laws. The vote left the responsibility for enforcing the laws with the State Department of Environmental Conservation. But the borough, working with the state, still must find ways to reduce the area's air pollution by the end of next year or face stiff sanctions that include cuts to federal funding. The state is expected to issue a draft state plan to clean up the air quality in the early coming year, and it's expected to call for stronger measures to control pollution. The largely ceremonial vote in Thursday's assembly meeting was 7-1, with Liz Like dissenting. The open enrollment period for federal health care through healthcare.gov ends Saturday, and insurance officials are urging those interested to enroll before it's too late. John Hammerland, regional administrator for the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services in Seattle, told the Newsminer, quote, our message is if you're not currently receiving coverage and are eligible, we hope you take a look. Those interested can access plan information at healthcare.gov or can learn more by calling 1-800-318-2596. He noted that the website has been updated this year to be more user-friendly. And for more on today's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Gary Black.